Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, very good morning to you. It's a Thursday. Jeff Hathorn, 7:30 to break it down about everything. He's our sports director here. Jim Colony joins in the 8 o'clock hour. He'll nestle his way in here, tell us what he saw at Heinz Field yesterday. Mike DeFabo to talk Penguins. He covers them for the Post-Gazette. That's coming your way at 9 o'clock. We love talking to Mike. All right, so I don't know. This pains me. Now, we played in that celebrity softball game not long ago. Mm-hmm. And Joey Molinaro. Now, Joey Molinaro, he's affiliated with Barstool. Is he full on with them, or is he?
I'm not sure what the relationship is there, but he posts stuff for Barstool sometimes. He does a lot of his stuff on his own YouTube channel, though, too, which is hilarious.
Now, I think I speak for you. I don't want to speak for you, but I don't know if you echo my thoughts or not. But I had never met Joey before. He follows us on Twitter. He listens to our show, he's told me. I met him in person for the first time just a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
Could not be a more engaging, sincerely polite guy and nice guy, and honestly into what we do in our show in the morning.
Awesome dude, and I think it was surprising to me that he was as into our show as I am into his videos.
Right.
It was pleasantly surprising, and he also hit a rocket shot off of Pony, which was fun to watch.
He did. His Frank Caliendo, his stuff, all his impressions are super, super good.
Yes.
And again, I'm not trying to blow smoke, but like he came up and was talking to me, and I exchanged different things on social media and in messages with him before, but he came up and was citing things that we talk about in our show where he wasn't just like faking it. Like
right.
He listens to what we do and loves our station and whatever. So he's in Pittsburgh right now because he's a Steelers fan. And he was explaining to me how his like father was a Steelers fan and he's from the Midwest, but he always was a Steelers fan. Anyway, he's in Pittsburgh right now. And he is doing some things on his site, and I know that they had a couple things that he did for the Steelers.
Right.
Social media with Missy Matthews and stuff. And he did something for his YouTube page, and then I think it crossed over with the Steelers a little bit. He did a Pittsburgh impression. Now, again, his Caliendo is incredible. His Chris Collinsworth
is fantastic.
His
Saban is solid.
It's unreal, the impressions that he does.
Uh-huh.
So he did this Pittsburgh accent. And I got to deliver it to you.
Training camp 2021 just came out from a gravel lot with Donnie, and we're here for the Steelers. Oh, look at the New Jersey, Najee Harris. I like this guy. Another guy who had the last name Harris in the black and gold. Franco Harris. Excited for Najee, but always ready to see. Oh, Big Ben Roethlisberger out there tossing touchdown passes. Hey, Donnie, you've been working on this one for when T.J. Watt pans a quarterback into the ground. The old T.J. Watt. How he does that, Donnie. That is going to tear my hamstring off. Everybody see Minka Fitzpatrick take one of the highs, and while you do, come on down to Heinz Field for training camp 2021 to watch us Steelers. Here we go, Steelers. Here we go.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. I love Joey, but that is...
It's a bit of a miss on the Yinzer accent.
It sounds like Vinny Ricicci trying to do a Pittsburgh accent.
Ooh.
It sounds like a New York mixed with a Pittsburgh accent. Leave it to the pros. Like, leave it to the people that, or not to the pros, because he's a pro. The best Pittsburgh accent is simply just the people talking who are from Pittsburgh. Now, is Pittsburgh like become like this New York or Boston kind of thing where McAfee has this national platform now
right.
and tries to yinz it up a little bit, and now it's fashionable to kind of go a little Pittsburgh on. Like, are we that regional dialect now where people think it's cool to like make an impression of?
Well, for people that love Pat, I mean, they love the way he'll throw some yinz on every once in a while, and that's cool. Like, I think it's great stuff when he does that. But yeah, it's. Pittsburgh is always, it feels like for the last, 10, 15 years now, been low-key trendy in some corners. This isn't trendy so much as it's another thing for people to try their hand at if they're trying to do a voice impression.
That was bad. The emphasis on Don and stuff, I get it.
Awesome.
But the other stuff is just, it sounded like a guy doing a really bad job of trying to do a Pittsburgh accent. There's no other way to describe it. I feel bad, and I don't know how to deliver the news to him. Like, you're so good at impressions,
right?
At all that you do.
No, just needs just,
this one's just a swing in him, and it's never going to get better.
Well, I don't know. Joey's good at his work. If he fine tunes it, it could. I believe it, in him, because look, I could never. Never come close to the other voice impressions that he does. The Collinsworth.
But that's why I don't
do them. Right. I don't do those. So, but here's the thing. He's good enough to dial those in the way he has. He's good enough to fine tune this. It just needs a little work, I think.
I would abandon ship in totality. I don't think he could get to the point where he'd be good at Pittsburgh. It's such a regional specialty dialect that you either have. I don't know. Here's where I'll put it. Have you ever met somebody who's not from Pittsburgh that's able to pick up and do a Pittsburgh accent and dialect and be good at it? It seems like the people that go over the top, the Billy Gardells of the world, the people that do the Pittsburgh accent are all originally from here or lived here for a really long time. It's not like you could pick up somebody and they could do a British accent. They could do a New York accent or even a Boston accent. How many people that really do the Pittsburgh accent?
No, you got to be from here or have some connection to here to really be able to drill down on it.
Yeah, hammered on, if you will.
Hammered on.
On it. I don't know. He's such a likable guy.
Oh, I love Joey, so there's no reason I can believe that he won't drill it down and tighten it up and fine-tune it.
I'm
going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
I need to have a conversation with him and tell him, hey, this one... Just leave it alone. There's things that you're so good at. Don't be bad at this one. It's better to just like. Listen, if you're somebody that makes really good pizza, you don't have to try to be a cake baker, because you can use the oven that way. Just make that pizza, man, and make it good.
See, I think this was just a different pizza, and he put too many veggies on it or something. He'll get it dialed in.
Just be done with it. All right, Jeff Hathorn coming up in an hour. Twitter poll coming up next. One television network is totally handling college football. When I say handling college football, they're saying, you're going to this conference? You're going to this conference? Yeah, that is happening. We get back into the Penguins goaltender situation as well. Good morning. It's Fan Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.